We'll make a major additional investment in our world-class intelligence agencies to ensure they have the resources and information they need to detect and foil plots from wherever they emanate in the world. So, as I announced last week, we'll invest £2.5 billion and employ over 1,900 additional staff. We'll increase our investment in counter-terrorism police and more than double our spending on aviation security around the world. And I can tell the House today that we put in place a significant new contingency plan to deal with major terrorist attacks. Under this new operation, up to 10,000 military personnel will be available to support the police in dealing with the type of shocking terrorist attacks we have seen in Paris. We'll also make a major new investment in a new generation of surveillance drones. These British-designed unmanned aircraft will fly at the very edge of the Earth's atmosphere and allow us to observe our adversaries for weeks on end, providing critical intelligence for our forces. Mr. Speaker, we'll also do more to make sure the powers we give our security services keep pace with modern technology. So we'll see through the draft bill we've published to ensure GCHQ, MI5 and our counter-terrorism police continue to have the powers they need. Now, third, we'll use our formidable development budget and our outstanding diplomatic service to tackle global poverty, promote our interests, project our influence, and address the causes of the security threats that we face, not just their consequences.